Hotting up now on Who's Calling Christian. Just spoken to Rachel Riley and her boyfriend, Patcha, from Strictly. We're now about to find out who's our 48th celebrity. Good morning. Who's Calling Christian? Who's this?
Hello, it's Joe Brand.
Hey, Joe, good morning.
Morning. I haven't got a boyfriend from Strictly, sorry.
Oh, well, sadly, none of us have. Hey, listen, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Now, listen, I've got to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, what's happening to Extra Slice?
Yeah, good question.
It's a good show. I like watching that.
I like Extra Slice. It's really good fun to do.
I bet it is.
It's going to Channel 5. That's such a lie. The truth is, I really honestly don't know.
Come on. I'll
put you on the list of people that I've said you'll be the first to know when I do know.
Oh, really? So you've got no idea?
No.
Oh, would you go?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to decide that yet.
Yeah,
and
you will.
Obviously, I don't know. I love doing it. I would like to continue doing it, but there are other considerations to, to think about. So, who knows? Yes, no.
Maybe,
possibly. Yes. Oh, all right. Oh, go on then. I don't know.
So, are you all on, like, a group email? So, do you, Mary, Paul, Mel, Sue, all talk about it? Like, what have you heard? What do you know? What are you doing?
I wish I was party to that group email.
You know, in a circle.
I just send abusive emails individually to all four of them.
And late-night phone calls, yeah? Just the heavy breathing.
A bit of that, yeah. And texting recipes to Mary, because she's a bit short on baking recipes.
Can you believe what a massive... It became a news story, the fact that it was going over to Channel 4, and then will they, won't they, and then all this. Can you believe it came such a big deal that people cared so much about this great show?
Well, I think we kind of underestimate and just really don't know what most people care about, you know. And I think people look at the news, and the news is fairly appalling at the moment.
Yeah.
And they think, what will cheer me up? Oh, that's a cake. And what can I watch that's got cakes in it? Oh, I know. And I really do genuinely think a lot of people just love that show because it's kind of easy to watch.
It's
sweet, you know, and you can sort of attach yourself to a contestant and think, I love them or I hate them. And, it's kind of very fulfilling in that way.
Yeah, do you know what it is? There's something very pure about it as well. I can't believe how emotionally invested I get in whether or not, you know, things are going to rise in an oven. I can't even see into the oven. You've got to wait. But it feels somehow really dramatic.
Well, it is really dramatic. I can't see into my oven, but that's because it's dirty. And do you bake?
No,
you should.
No, it's too complicated. It's science. My 12-year-old daughter's really seriously into Bake Off, and I even had to take her to go and see Mary and Paul live. Can you believe this, Joe? Right?
I can believe it.
They got a standing ovation at the beginning of the show, not at the end of a stand-up gig. They got a standing ovation the moment they came out on stage. I was livid.
Oh dear! Did they get booed off at the end?
Yeah, they did. They didn't like the pavlova, it died. The closer of the pavlova went down very badly.
What I would say, actually, is if you do want to have a go at baking, we have a section on Extra Slice for things that went horribly wrong. We'd be very grateful to receive something from you.
I'll send it to you in the post, OK?
All right.
Dry sponge marked for your attention.
Someone did once send me some clotted cream from Cornwall in the post. As a holiday present, which I was very grateful to receive.
Do you also get free cake sent in from by the viewers?
Well, they don't really send them in. It's a bit of a shame that you can't send cakes unless they're in some sort of sealed
delivery service.
Box. Yeah. Yeah. But they do bring cakes into Extra Slice, so that's always very nice.
They look like the nicest TV audience in the world, other than the Antiques Roadshow one, but they look a bit odder because they all stare down the barrel of the lens. They do, don't they? People in the background of Antiques Roadshow, they're real starers.
I know, they are. They've perfected it. They've practised that in the mirror, you know, because they've seen everyone else do it. But the thing about the Bake Off audience is they're so happy to be there. And that creates such a lovely atmosphere.
And for some of them, happy to be alive still.
Well, indeed, and that includes me, Christian.
Oh, come on. And also, Damned is a very good sitcom on Channel 4 with you and Alan.
Thank you very much.
Now, are you enjoying doing that? Is it going well?
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice to work with a group of people you've known for years, you know, that you sat in kind of rubbishy little dressing
rooms. Yeah, because
Kevin
Eldon's in it, and Mawina as well is one of the writers with you, wasn't she?
That's right, absolutely, yeah. So, you know, like a lot of people off the comedy circuit in the 1980s, which ages us somewhat, but we are all still going with the help of the NHS.
Now, who's asked you to give us a call? Which charity are you supporting, Joe?
I am supporting a charity called the Donna Louise Children's Hospice, which is in Stoke. And it's a service for children, which they're wanting to extend to young adults. They look after kids, basically, and their families when the kids have shortened life expectancy. So it's a lovely place. And I know it's kind of odd, that idea that... That hospices can be joyful places, but
because there's
that underlying tragedy. But it is a fantastic place. I've been a few times. They're lovely people, and you know, it's just really important to keep it going.
Well, they just try and give a bit of lightness and into the last few days and weeks of it. Was those hospices are very important. They can make a real, real difference, and just give them a bit of humanity, can't you? In such a horrible situation.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's because the people that work in them kind of. Know what they're doing, you know. I mean, I think maybe you or I would just find it emotionally really difficult to cope with working in that situation, but it's so important that the people that work there run that place as a kind of positive sort of sanctuary for kids and families.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, good for you. Now, the question, how this is working, Joe, everyone who calls in, they're leaving a question for the next celebrity. So yours does come from Rachel Riley. And her question was, if you could only cook one dish or speak any language in the world, what would it be?
We're certainly not going to be cooking one dish, Christian. I think you've worked that one out. I'd like to speak Mandarin.
Mandarin? Why
yeah.
Mandarin?
Well, because my kids both learned it at school, and it sounds brilliant because, you know, in Mandarin you do different sounds for the same word. So if you say the same word four different ways, it means something different. And I just want to be better than them. I'm so competitive, and I want them to come home. And I want to be able to say, look, there are some geese flying overhead in the garden, and the square root of 143 is this. In Mandarin.
That'd be brilliant.
So they think I'm clever.
And also, it just opens up that market to you if Extra Slice gets you an offer to go out to China, Shanghai.
Well, indeed.
Shanghai Bake Off with Joe Brand.
Exactly.
And what's the question for you, Joe, for the next celebrity that gives us a call?
Well, I did sort of want to go with a semi-political question, but that's probably not allowed, so I've dumped that. And my question's a bit more straightforward now. It is, do you feel sorry for Kim Kardashian?
Wow. The thing is, I don't understand why there's so much vitriol. The poor woman gets robbed and, you know, I must have been terrified for her life. And everyone thinks it's, like, fair game to make... I feel sorry for her, don't you?
I do, because I feel sorry for any woman, or man, come to that. I don't want to split the difference between the genders, that's in that situation and is threatened with violence and is obviously frightened for their life. And I think the issue of her wealth and the way that she displays it is immaterial and separate.
Yeah, if it's Donald Trump, different answer, Joe. But there you go.
Indeed, Christian, let's not go there.
No, a little bit of politics there, as someone else in the 80s used to say. Hey, listen, Joe, it's always lovely to talk to you. I hope you stay on and do something with Extra Slice. And good luck with Damned as well.
Thanks ever so much.
All right, take care. Have a good day. See you later,
Joe. Yeah, good to talk to you.
Bye.
Cheers.